Broken Eggs Media.
Faster performance, lower bandwidth costs, proven solutions for content delivery. Cashfly.com. Stop hosting. Start delivering.
Welcome to the Xbox Podcast, your favorite source for news, reviews, marketplace updates, rumors, and more. Brought to you by a wannabe pilot, a bowling ball, and a psychotic cow.
Welcome to the Xbox Podcast. This is episode 50, Blood Ball 2008, for the week of March 9th, 2008.
Hey everybody, I am Kyle, aka Moronico.
And I am your number one host, the one you love deep down in your heart, Brun, aka BJSwick33.
Oh, sorry. Hi, and I am Mark, aka Wingman709. This week we'll be talking about patching bullies in paradise, Blu-ray on the Xbox, Microsoft's secret weapon, and Kyle's two-hour-long, dated, delayed, dropped DLC, blah, 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 blah. Then we get into the feature this week, which covers Condemned 2 Bloodshot and Pro Evolution Soccer 2008. So let's kick it off with an update of our gamer card.
Well, be sure to add yourself to our Xbox Podcast gamer card. As we've mentioned before, our goal is to reach 500,000 lovely gamer score points. Currently, we have 390,646 points, and we have 35 members, but without me, you know, we wouldn't be half as far as we actually are. And that's about it. So, everybody, if you want to join, check it out at our on our main page, xboxpodcast.com.
I'm just going to let everybody know that, Moronic Cow, out of the 35 people, you're right in at number 12. So I'll give you credit. You're beating Braun. That's He's fair. At 15.
I'm top.
I'm at half. 4.
I'm trying to get to 10,000 gamer score points, which that Girl 2 DLC has actually helped me out there. I got 255 points or something like that to make it to 10,000.
But. Well, we'll talk more about that here. I think Kyle's going to talk about that later.
All right.
Yep. In my all-knowing DLC download dropped two-hour segment, yeah. Like Mark says.
So, all right. Beat up the host. So we did a little Call of Duty 4. And actually, you know, we had a nice little snowstorm run through today, so I got out of work early. So I was actually playing, you know, for a couple hours before Beat Up the Host started and had a whole crew of people in there. But for Beat Up the Host time, we had Wing was there and I was there, Soul Assassin, Rock Lee, 65, and who you had somebody else right before I jumped in?
CRT 1031.
Okay. And Cell 64.
He had a crew of about four or five in there as well. So, and I missed all their names, unfortunately.
Yeah, I had like Bashful Llama and Soul Assassin was in there earlier today. There's a good bit. I kind of went through and just like hit invite. Asix Assassin was in there also. Asix Assassin, however you pronounce it. But and then Cell 64 was sending me messages asking if we'd play Call of Duty 4 and then didn't come. So now you owe me double the money.
I sent him one and he's like, it's too late.
Uh-huh.
Because he's like over in Europe somewhere.
Oh.
I think.
Gotcha.
So he was probably trying to go to Nappy Land.
Yeah. All right. Other than that, 360 voice update? Anybody? Kyle?
I'll be glad to update it. We only got, well, I think it actually will end on Tuesday or Monday when this show comes out. Ends on the 11th. So, right now, it's actually pretty close. Only about 300 points separate first from second. Legend Taker 117 is currently in the lead with a total point gain of 2,285. And Revenge Hunter 21 is right behind him with 1,940. So pretty close there. Sliders Q is sort of farther behind, but with 1,110, still a very respectable score. And then it kind of trails off from there. Lord Phantom 00 with 950, and then, you know, Wingman with 545. So that's the top five. After that, you know, kind of trails off. And I'm not ashamed. I'm bring up the rear with 0 points.
Yay. Hey, I'm not in last.
No, you're not.
I was so hoping to be in the top five, but yeah.
Actually in seventh.
I'm going to make the top
but
five.
I don't think you'll make the top five.
No, I won't.
So yeah, it's been a glorious week of gaming for me.
It's been interesting, and keep your eyes on it, because Legend Taker took the early lead, but he said that he's moving. And yeah, he's moving, so he's not going to be on for quite a while. So he's pretty much done if he can't find a way to get on an Xbox.
Wow.
So Revenge Hunter, and I know Lord Phantom is planning to overtake him. So, and these guys have been kind of going back and forth with the smack talk all along. So I've been really watching this and kind of seeing what they're doing. And this one I'm really interested because there's, you know, typically you have one or two guys that kind of boom take off, and here we actually have we got four people that have increased their gamer score, well, you know, over 1,000 points, and you know, three of them are definitely duking it out to get it.
Right.
So. Yeah. I posted in the chat. I'm like, how about the top five stop playing for the remainder of the time so I can win?
No.
So, how many prizes they have left? They should be running pretty close to running out, shouldn't they?
I don't know. That's a good question. I think there's still more.
Well, number of prizes available. Oh yeah, they still got a good bit.
Well, here's the cool thing, and I think we might want to do this next time, is because our buddies in Europe can't partake of it. I think next round, what we need to do is do a what do they call that? A generic challenge?
Yeah, just for fun.
Like a fun challenge, but yet we can, you know, ourselves can dole out maybe some Microsoft points to the winner. And that way, if somebody, you know, say, I know Soul Assassin wants to get in. If he ends up winning it, he, you know, we'll end up gifting him the points. So, I think we might have to do that next time.
Yeah. And they actually have an auto challenge thing now, too, which is kind of cool. But they talked about, I think, auto challenges in their latest podcast, but the second podcast, I think it was. All right.
Okay.
Cool. I'm not last.
Woo! I am. Woohoo!
Yeah, so.
All right.
Anything else to add, guys, or off the top stories?
That's it.
The news.
All right.
This just in. Xbox News is up right now.
All right. Well, as you've heard us talk before, Burnout Paradise is an awesome game, but there are, you know, as in any game it comes out, there are some things that, you know, were missed or, you know, in the QA process or need to be, you know, tweaked and not patched because you don't have to patch Xbox 360 games. But there's a game update on the way. And this new update is going to fix some pretty major issues that people in the community have been reporting. And I'm not going to go through the entire list. Some of the stuff was PS3 related. Some of the stuff's 360 related. But a couple of the things that I wanted to hit And you can also check our show notes if you want the full list. We'll have the link to the article. But the infinite display of connecting to Paradise City servers, it just keeps, you know, I've had this one. You're trying to join, and you're locked up, baby. It's like it ain't moving. It just says connecting, and you can't do anything but actually shut your Xbox completely off. So they're fixing that. There was also, they're going to fix the issue with the Showtime and the time trial achievements for East Crawford and for Watt Street. Basically what happened was, you know, you have to set a Showtime record on East Crawford and you had to set a time trial record on Watt Street. But if you had gone online and played online, then what happened was that if somebody'd set at a higher, for East Crawford, for Showtime, you had to hit like 1.5 million in damage to get the achievement. But if you went online and played against somebody or one of your buddies had set like a $4 million Showtime record on that street, you now had to exceed that to actually get the achievement. So it was really kind of messed up. And the same thing happened with the Watch Street. So they're going to fix that. There are going to be some experience game enhancements and stuff. They're going to be putting road rules, timers in all events and online challenges, tweaking some takedowns, make them a little bit more fair. And they're tweaking the marked man gameplay so that you can't exploit that gameplay option by driving in reverse. I haven't tried this yet. I might have to do this for the rest of my marked mans, but actually I don't have a problem with those anyways. A lot of other issues. Like I said, I picked out some of the things I thought were pretty important. There's a whole bunch of other things there, so check out the show notes if you want to know what else they got going on.
Cool. Which kind of leads to a question, but it's kind of going after mine, too. Let me rattle mine off real quick since you're saying that 360 games don't need patched. Was it last week or the week before? Bully SE came out, Scholarship Edition, and they already need to patch it. So, you know, Rockstar acknowledged the issues contained in Bully and are now intending to fix the problem, and they're hoping to have a title update through Live within the next week. So if anybody has that game, you know, and hasn't seen the news yet,
we're sorry.
They're going to, you're sorry. They're going to, you know, give you an update, and at least you don't have to, like, replace the disc is kind of what their little joke behind that is, but I don't know if that's referring to Rock Band or not, which we're still waiting, or Guitar Hero 3, which I'm still waiting on. It's been mailed. But this kind of leads to a question with Bully more so than Burnout, because Burnout, you know, sometimes you just miss driving backwards during an event to exploit an issue, you know what I mean? Where these issues contained within Bully are, like, almost obvious. It's kind of like, since they can fix these on the fly, does it make them just release games with bugs? Just because they know they can fix them? It's like, let's meet our date. We know it's going to be broken when we send it, but we'll get a patch out within the first week. Or do you think it's good because, hey, those bugs that used to come in games, you know, never could get fixed and now they can? Or is it you guys kind of like, you know, good for, you know, half and half, you in the middle when it comes to that? I'm kind of in the middle, I guess, but.
Go ahead.
No, okay. I think it's good because it comes down to these companies are out to make money, period.
Right.
So their bottom line, they look out as is, you know, how much money are they in the red, are they in the black? They got to keep their stockholders happy. They got to get games out every quarter and stuff to keep the money flow. So they're going to put them out no matter what. I'm glad that they can quickly patch stuff up through Live. I was a big PC gamer, and it was a nightmare, you know, to get patches. I really love how Live patching process works. Oh, there's an update. Okay. Right. Boom, it's done. I mean, it just, you don't have to do anything. Just say, yeah, I want it.
Yeah, PC's kind of like that now. I mean, back in the day it wasn't, but now it is at least. You know, you start up a game and it comes back and says, hey, there's a newer version. You want to update? And you say, sure, update. But yeah, it's just, you know, I do agree with you, Wing, on that. It's just kind of, my thing is sometimes I think they're throwing out, and it's not top-tier games. It's always like the games that are just like, oh, where'd that game come from type of game, and they always come out broken. It's like they're always broken. And the thing is like, oh, you just bought a broken game that they know is broken, but yet, we'll give you a patch.
I think some big right. tier games do the same, but I don't think they do it more because they can patch easier. I do think quality still, some of the big name companies still want good quality, but, and we've seen a lot of games say we're gonna take a delay on this. GTA 4 delayed, Army of Two delayed. I mean, there was a lot of games even come out this year that have been delayed because they needed the time to work on it. So I think that's, you know, so I don't think it's a bad thing. So Kyle, you were gonna say something about it.
I was gonna say something about it. I'm okay with it that, cause, you know, nobody's perfect. There's never gonna be a perfect game that's always gonna be, you know, there's absolutely no bugs. Now, when it's like really blatantly obvious, you know, they could have missed it, of course, but, you know, stuff like that, I think that in this stance with Bully, I think I agree with Brun. In the fact that, you know, they probably saw it, but had to hit their timetable. And if they didn't, then, you know, they would lose money. And especially with a smaller game like this, they need all the money they can get, or want all the money they can get. So in that stance, you know, I don't really care for the game, but, you know, don't give us a game that is blatantly bugged. That's just my deal. I mean, I'm cool with the title updates fixing random stuff. Call of Duty 4, you know, I haven't noticed any bugs with Call of Duty 4 or, you know, Gra 2 or anything like that. I haven't noticed any big bugs. You see that on the larger games, so that they definitely take time preparing for it. And same with GTA 4. Is that I know it's going to be a great game. It's going to have its bugs, but not blatantly obvious ones.
Right.
All right. Well, that was it. Patch for Bully coming within a week. So now, Kyle.
All right. Well,
I want to take a quick nap, and you got just wake me when you're done.
It's not that bad. Jeez. All right.
I know. It's just.
Well,
go for it.
Here we go.
Well, real quick before Kyle gets in, because I missed this. Burnout Paradise is going to have some DLC in the very near future as well. So, wanted to get that out too. So, alright.
Alright. Thank you for that. Alright. We'll start off with details. Some XBLA games have been cited on the ESRB block. Battlezone by Atari, Warlords by Atari, and Lost Cities by Vivendi Games. Vivendi, yes.
Sorry, I was kind of reading out loud and I forgot we're doing a podcast.
all right. Well, that was kind of weird.
sorry, my fault.
But those just got rated, so expect to see those on the XBLA in the hopefully near future. In the dated category, Lego Indiana Jones, June 6th, so.
That's gonna
be
fun.
Big Lego fan, then, it's actually leaked from play.com, but, June 6th is your release date on that.
Did you see what Lego game's coming? You know what other, I mean, you got Lego Batman. Did you know what the other Lego game is?
No, I do not.
Lego Halo.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I did see that.
It's in this month's EGM magazine, if you get it.
So. That is... Yes, I did get that magazine, actually, and I remember that cover. I'm going to have to read that.
Yeah. That's pretty funny. It looks neat. It looks funny, man. It's the Lego games just crack me up. they are actually. That's probably the kiddiest game. I don't want to say kiddie because it's really, you know, but that's the ones I've enjoyed the most so far. Lego Star Wars was a blast.
Yeah, Lego Star Wars was kind of fun. But,
okay, sorry, go ahead. Continue.
That's interesting. Thank you. I remember that. I got that EGM in the mail. Demo that's out on the marketplace, Brun. I don't know if you decided to go out and buy the game, but MLB 2K8 demo is on the marketplace, so. Now, there wasn't a lot out about it, so if you want to check it out before buying, it is on the marketplace. I also heard it's got some free DLC.
Yes, there is awesome. Free downloadable content already. So,
have you tried it, or
I have not. I have not bought the game. I've actually thought about what I was going to do, and I think I'm saving for Vegas too. But I'm going to actually do the demo tomorrow because I just read this. I didn't know a demo was out. I would have had the demo already, but. I'm going to try it out tomorrow. Okay. I'll let you know.
Sweet.
If we remember, I'll let you know next show.
All right.
You want a little side story about the DLC for that?
Sure.
It's interesting because, Xbox Fanboy was, bragging about how awesome it was that there was this free DLC and, you know, right on release day. But the real truth of the matter is, according to Game Informer, and I guess I shouldn't say the truth of the matter, but this was according to Game Informer last month, the game is so large that it couldn't fit on the 360 DVD. So that's why they had DLC on launch day. There's no DLC for the PS3 version because it all fits on their Blu-ray disc.
That's funny.
So it was actually written on a Blu-ray disc?
All PS3 games are, yep.
Yeah. Well, have you heard about the whole fiasco with Metal Gear Solid 4? The game does not fit on a 50 gig Blu-ray disc. They have to put it on. Well, the way it is what they're doing is they're making it, they're like removing the Japanese voiceover tracks and stuff from
yes,
it. So like
that.
US won't have US, Japan won't have Japanese. So they're removing that, which kind of makes a lot of people mad because there are people over here that play it in Japanese, I guess. But, it was so large they had to like make it, area based off of your demographic. So it would fit on the disc. Wow. So I was just like, that's really interesting.
That's a large game.
Yeah. They kind of poke fun at what's his name, the creator of it, the main guy. I can't think of his name. The other podcast I listen to, we're kind of poking fun at him because he always is like, it's not good enough for me. But okay, go ahead. Sorry.
All right. Well, under our download, my download section. Undertow expansion. If you don't remember, Undertow was the free XBLA game in compensation for all the live downtime on the Christmas season. So that is available for 400 Microsoft points. It was previously stated that it would be 200, but there was a typo.
Aww.
So it's out there for 400. Robot Chicken Star Wars Special, if you guys are Robot Chicken fans. That is on the marketplace for 240 Microsoft points. And that is fairly a new episode, and it will be on DVD May 20th. So if you want to save the DVD and just go ahead and get it now and not wait, you actually save $7 by downloading it instead of buying the DVD.
Well, the DVD you get to keep. If you do the download,
that
you don't.
True.
You get 24 hours.
Are you sure about that?
Sway all the other downloadable content. You know what? That's just movies. My fault. That's true.
Yeah, I think you get. I'm pretty sure you get to keep it.
TV shows you can keep. Movies, I thought movies were 48 hours, but there is a time limit.
Yeah. Some one or the other. Okay.
All right. Well, Brun's wrong. Okay. And also. Under the download section, the Gratu Co-op Collection number 2 for 400 Microsoft points. And, that kind of came as a very fast little turnaround from Co-op Collection 1.
That game, so. I'm so glad that DLC came out. And, Wing, I'm so glad I bought it because that game, I just remember how fun that game is. I remember not going to get that game when you guys talked me into getting it because that's when I first started, you know, doing the podcast with you guys. And that just brought me back about how much fun I like that game. And Wing, you like Vegas better than Grawl 2, but when I play both those games, I actually gave Vegas to Brandon because I got it for like $9, so I just gave it to him. I mm-hmm. can't stand playing the first Vegas online compared to mm-hmm. Grawl 2. But
well, there's I love both games. There's Vegas I love for Terrorist Hunt and for the single player game. I think that is superior. Grawl 2, its online is unmatchable, and I love its co-op missions. Grawl 2's single player was fun, but I don't think it just wasn't as enjoyable as Vegas.
Right.
But its multiplayer just blows Vegas away for sure, and I am so glad I got this. And Kyle reminded me the other day that I originally tried the original Ghost Recon Advanced Warfighter and didn't like it. He actually had to talk me into getting the second one.
Yeah.
And I love it. I've got both download co-op packs. I've played all the co-op missions. It's absolutely a blast. Definitely, just like you said, it's well worth the money. If you're sitting on the fence thinking about it, just if you liked the game, you will absolutely have a blast with this new content. It is very good content.
Yeah, the thing with Vegas too, though, is by the looks and what they're doing is, you know, kind of how Call of Duty 4, you know, Infinity Ward hit like their home run with Call of Duty 4. Vegas 2 is going to be a freaking grand slam. I mean, Call of Duty 4 was a grand slam. Vegas 2 is going to be a grand slam. It looks so, so good. Definitely with the ranking up and the co-op and stuff, it's going to be so much fun.
Which kind of leads me to, I have Yahoo as my homepage, so I always get their top news or whatever. I thought it was kind of funny that, they actually had a news story about Vegas, and, the headline was like, "Get your face in the game, literally." It's like using the vision camera or whatever, you can put your face in the, in the game. And I thought that was kind of funny because it was in Vegas also, so.
Yeah, I was going to say it was in the first one.
So I don't know what the big deal about that was, but evidently they're behind. So I thought that was kind of funny.
That is Yahoo for you, though. That's why Google is number one.
That is true. All right, well, let's not make this a two-hour news story, guys. Let's make this a one-hour news story. So
okay.
Let's continue with DLC. Guitar Hero DLC, imagine that. Hole in the Earth by Deftones, Almost Easy by Avenged Sevenfold, and The Arsonist by Thrice. That pack is currently available for 500 Microsoft points.
Do they have the real artists singing the songs and stuff now? They have both, right?
What do you mean?
They're not covers.
Oh.
They have original, right? Original tracks?
I know the was
Rock
it No
Band
Doubt
does.
Was original
okay
master track
because 500 Microsoft points for three songs that could be not master tracks is a lot of Microsoft points based on what Rock Band's giving you.
Okay, yeah, it's oh my god, I don't know, I can't play that game anymore, Guitar Hero.
Yeah.
After I played Rock Band, I was just like, Rock Band's just so much better. But let's see here. St. Paddy's Day pack is another Guitar Hero pack coming out, of course, on St. Paddy's Day. And the nice thing about this is it's going to be absolutely, positively free. Famous for Nothing, Flanagan's Ball, and Johnny, I Hardly Knew Ya by the Dropkick Murphys will be on the marketplace on or around St. Patrick's Day. For free.
Free for 100 Microsoft points.
Free for 100 points. That's right. Now, Wing, you kind of mentioned that you were interested in American Idol Karaoke Revolution. Did you ever come through and buy that game? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, you did? Oh, okay.
Wing, well, you did not buy American Idol game, did you?
Yes, I did.
Oh.
Simon loves me.
Oh.
I'm the greatest singer.
I knew you played it, but then I was sitting there thinking, I'm like, he must have bought it. Because does that come with, like, a microphone or something? Or do you sing through your headset?
It comes with a microphone.
Okay.
It's the exact same microphone as Rock Band, except it's actually a little lighter. And I think it's because you don't have to do the tambourine or the cowbell. So I think there's less hardware in it. It's the exact same microphone, just a little bit lighter.
Huh.
Well, you might be interested to know this, and in my opinion, this is, wow, these are priced ridiculously high, but we'll get to that in a second. American Idol Karaoke Revolution just got a bunch of downloadable songs. Just going to ran off the titles here. Just My Imagination, Please, Mr. Postman, She Talks to Angels, I Want You Back, You Really Got Me, ABC, Beat It, Bizarre Love Triangle,
Chattahoochee, man.
Chattahoochee.
It's an Alan Jackson song.
Don't Know Why.
Way down yonder, what? Chattahoochee.
It gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie.
Yeah. We laid rubber on Georgia asphalt. Okay. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught.
I didn't ask for samples of the song. If you want me to, we could redo this, and you could get a 5-minute or 5-second sample.
No,
if you
Simon
want.
Wouldn't like me.
Okay. Okay. See, I even lost track here. Crazy, Don't Know Why, I Hate Everything About You, I Heard It Through the Grapevine, I'll Make Love to You, It's the End of the World as We Know It, Love Shack, 1 Week, Mark's personal favorite, Oops, I Did It Again, Rich Girl, Virtual Insanity, and California Dreamin'. And each of these songs, I think they're pulling a Guitar Hero, because each of these songs are worth 120 Microsoft points. Each of them. So, have fun. And you can only sing to them. Yeah.
Wow.
You know what? That's not all the DLC.
I know.
That's the second DLC release.
I pulled all that off of Major Nelson's site, but I heard that there was an addition. I think all in all, there's like 32 songs total or something.
It's ridiculous at how much stuff's out there. I actually think they're going to catch up to Rock Band if they they may already have caught up to them just in two releases. But
yeah,
they may have the songs, but they will not sell. They will not sell like Rock Band.
No, yeah. It won't.
Not for 120 points for each song.
I mean, you just get to sing to them, and you get 100, and they're 120 points each. Rock Band, you get to sing, play guitar, play bass, play the drums. You know, you get to do all that. So, yeah, but anyways.
Still fun, though. Still fun.
I'm sure it is fun, and there's a couple songs that caught my eye on that, but not for 120 points each. I could buy, you know,
I've
with
bought
three
a couple songs.
Songs,
but nothing from this new pack.
Now, unfortunately, I don't have a Rock Band update because I was searching around for it. And this week's DLC has not yet been announced. And I checked out the Rock Band forums, and I got an answer. I'm just going to go ahead and read it from the horse's mouth. And the show notes will have the link to this post. But he says, "Hey all, due to the circumstances beyond my control, there will be no announcement about next week's DLC today. We'll update you with the tracks on Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody. Sean." And I think he went on to say that all the future releases for DLC will be made on Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we currently don't know what's going to be on next week's DLC, but we'll find out Monday. So That is all I got, and we aren't even to 36 minutes yet, so that definitely didn't take 1 hour, let alone 2 hours. So
yeah, 36 minutes right now without all our stuff we had during.
That's yeah. true. But we also have to take out some stuff. But anyways.
Go ahead, Mark. Go.
How about, Brun, can you, like, mute so we can get through this section and or this next story in, like, an hour?
I won't even say a word.
Okay.
He's
good.
Happy, so.
I'll follow you.
And, yeah, Brun's happy, and that's because Sony is claiming, well, Stan Glasgow, president and chief operating officer of Sony Electronics, is revealed that the Japanese electronics maker is in talks with Microsoft, but offering a Blu-ray disc drive for the Xbox 360. This coming from the Financial Times. They are reporting, it says, but after Sony's victory last month in the high-def DVD format war, Stan Glasgow, Sony Electronics U.S. president, said the two sides were now talking about Microsoft adopting Blu-ray. A Blu-ray drive in a 360 would make Microsoft more competitive with the PS3, but it would also mean extra revenues for Sony's electronics division. It would also add further cost to the 360, meaning a premium edition of the console could be necessary. Update on this, Microsoft spokesman provided the following comment in regard to the article. We have made no such announcement. Games are what are driving consumers to purchase game consoles, and we remain focused on providing the largest library of blockbuster games available.
did that news story say a Blu-ray drive in a 360 would make Microsoft more competitive with the PS3? Did it just say that? Really? Really?
Yeah.
And which way does it make it more competitive? Okay. Yes, I know what you're getting at.
Hey,
you know?
Ron, you're not allowed to talk for this news story.
No, it's just funny how because he's right. It's like it makes the 360 more competitive to the PS3 because that makes it sound like the PS3's kicking rear end and taking names right now, or what?
No, I got it. I got it, Brendan. This will answer the question. I think it meant to say that it will make the 360 more competitive in the Blu-ray market. I think that's what they're meaning.
And I like Microsoft's update because games drive the consumers to purchase game consoles. It's so funny that the PS3 is so relying on Blu-ray. It would die without it. It's kind of funny, but okay.
Well, what I think Mark might have a rumor mill story to maybe it's not just the Blu-ray disc player that's driving the PS3 sales. Maybe there's something else. But we'll find out about that later.
Is it my turn, Wing?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm good to go.
I have another quick story, and the reason why mine are quick is because I was lazy and all the good news was taken. So when I was looking for something, I kind of stumbled across this, and I wanted to put it in there. And please go to the show notes and look for this, because it is it's a kind of a long story, but it was actually kind of interesting. And the guy, I got it from n4g.com, and the guy who wrote this, his name is Brad. His last name's kind of long, and I can't remember what it is, but it says, it's like, Microsoft, what are you hoping to achieve? Or what are you hoping to achieve? Microsoft's secret weapon in the console war. And I looked at that, I'm like, wow, what's the secret weapon? And Wayne kind of asked me the same question. He knows the answer, so Kyle, did you read this, or you haven't read this, have you?
I can't say I
have.
Okay,
what do you think this Microsoft's secret weapon in the console war is?
Achievements.
That is right.
Right in your headline. What are you hoping to achieve?
Yeah, I know, like, but I still had to click on and figure out what they were talking about. But basically, you know, this guy goes in and says, whoever came up with the idea of achievements is an evil genius. So, he says those ultimate meaningless points and their accumulation and GamerScore have led to the revolution in the way we play games. Gamers who would normally blow through a shooter in 5 hours or casually jump online and play a quick match with friends are now pouring hours and hours into games just so they can see the achievement unlocked. And they keep playing it until they claim all 1,000. So I read this, and it's so true when you hear people that have multiple consoles. And even when I listen to other podcasts, and I'm listening to a PS3 podcast, and the guy's like, oh, what are you playing? Oh, I'm playing Burnout. Oh, why don't you come play with me? Oh, you got the PS3 version. I'm playing on 360. They're like, why are you playing on 360? And he's like, well, I got to get my achievement points. And they're like, well, you're going to be able to get a trophy for home. It's so funny. Yeah, like Burnout Paradise number 6 when Home finally comes out. But I just read this. I'm like, it's so true that achievements is literally a secret weapon. And this kind of goes up to to Wing's last story with the Blu-ray and, you know, to be more competitive, buying a Blu-ray. And that guy comes out and says, games is what's driving sales for consoles. And I wonder when games come out for both consoles, why they're getting it for the 360. And this completely answers that question. Because the graphics look the same. You know, you have Xbox Live and you get achievements. So check out the show notes, read the whole article. It's a good one. So, but I just wanted to throw that in there. It's not really news, but our friendly achievements, which you may hear that sound here in a couple seconds. But
well, I had a good conversation going. It's interesting because the whole concept of achievement points has really struck a chord within the community, because you can talk to gamers and you'll get different opinions. There's people that don't like them, and these are Xbox gamers, that they don't like them. They think they're stupid. That, you know, well, you're just, you know, you only played a game to get achievements or something. And then you get people that are that way, that all they want is just the score, and they'll cheat their way to get it. I saw it the other day. I was playing the really horrible Kanan Lynch game. And there's these two guys, and you could tell just by their names they were together. And as I was watching through the game after I got killed, one's a cop, one's a criminal. They're standing right next to each other, and they're helping each other out. And it's like they're not even playing the game properly. So, you know, obviously they were going for a specific type of achievement, you know, probably collecting all the loot in the game or some stuff. But, you know, there's people like that that do. That's all they want, and they think that they're like a supreme gamer because they cheated. Then I fall into a category of, I do like the gamer scores. But the thing I've found is, I fit into what you said, Braun. I will now play games longer. I was very rare that I would ever even finish a game. I'd always usually get bored before I would finish a single player game. And nowadays, I have to get through the whole game just to get the completion. And then sometimes I've gone back and played it 2 or 3 times. Like the original Ghost Recon Advanced Warfighter. You couldn't go through on the hardest level. It didn't, you didn't get the 2 easier level achievements when you did that. So you had to play it 3 times through, which I did, even despite hating the game. So there I was going strictly for points. But there's things in these games that, you know, I'll go through and play them, and then if I go and I'll look at the achievement list and I'm like, oh, well, if I do this, then I get another achievement. And I'll go back and try playing the game a different way, try playing the game as a different character with a different weapon. And I found that I really get a lot more enjoyment of a game for my money. And bottom line, that's what it's all about. I'm having fun. I'm getting more value for my dollar. And I'm playing games differently than I would have before. And I think it's an awesome thing.
Cool.
Yeah, I would agree with that statement. I would have never even tried, you know, shooting one person and getting 100% accuracy in Ghost Recon Advanced Warfighter 2 and then letting my squad do the rest throughout the whole mission, you know. I would have never
done that all the time.
Never done that. Nah, I usually miss and then fall asleep.
Well, you guard your rocks.
That's usually what happens.
Yeah.
Yep, that is true. So, but yeah, with Vegas 2 coming out, Wing, don't play co-op with me past 11 o'clock.
I'm not going to co-op with you at all in that.
Because I'll fall asleep.
Yeah, I have to do the whole thing on myself.
Think, of course, you know,
100% of the time
Kyle, you and I can play 6 together and leave out Wing because I don't feel like getting hit by a grenade from my own teammate.
That's true. Oh, you know what? That brings up a great point.
Kidding, kidding.
And I thought it was really funny, because I don't see it in the show notes, or the show, so I'm going to go ahead and use this time right now. Did you guys see what Major Spork sent us this week? Or was it last week? I can't remember.
That was this week, yeah.
But he's going to get his show time here. Because it was a video of two Halo 3 players playing, and the worst TK.
Oh, ever. I haven't seen it yet.
And he was like, you know, we know what Wing does in his off time, or whatever. And so basically, this guy was throwing a grenade, and he backed out, and his teammate was right behind him with a sniper rifle, and. He jumped, the guy that threw the grenade jumped up, and at the same time, his teammate shot the sniper because there was a guy, you know, coming around the corner. And somehow he got team killed by the sniper bullet in his own, in some way. And it's like a 9-minute video of like every possible angle using, Forge and the replay system of how this guy possibly got killed. And the consensus was the bullet just randomly just right went through his head. You know, there was no clean line of shot. There was no ricochet. There was no anything. You know, it just, the bullet went straight from his barrel to his teammate's head. And it was really, really funny. And I was cracking up through the whole thing because I was thinking about Wing shooting me. Just like that. So,
I'll never live that down.
Yeah, you'll never, as long as you keep doing this podcast, well, there'll always be some type of reference to the hideout days with the grenade. And I still remember that, like, vividly in my mind. I have a video memory, so.
I did it just the other night. We were playing with one of our listeners. I'm sorry, I can't remember who it was. It might have been Major Spork. And I was tossing grenades, and the darn thing hit a tree and landed right at my feet. And I ended up just killing myself, thankfully, just myself. But
that's not the funny part. When we were playing the co-op map pack 2, I got killed. So I followed Wing around because he was still, and they had to go up to this little tent area, and he was kneeling down, and he switched to his grenades. I was like, oh no, this isn't going to be good. And I wouldn't be. He threw a grenade, and he was underneath, like, this little rock thing. It looked like a little, like, opening, like a bridge, like a door thing over top of him. And he threw that grenade. It banked right off that thing and bounced right back at him. He stands up and starts running away. I was laughing so hard. I just laughed and laughed because I knew he was going to hit it. He hit that. I was crying on my bed almost. You know, nobody could hear me because I was dead. But, oh, my gosh, I just laughed so hard. But...
Right. I have a hard time with this game and grenades. Yeah. It's the only game I have a problem with throwing grenades, is Draw.
Well, you know, you after seeing what actually happened after that point in that level, you could just say there was no way we could have ever beaten it with just us two. So, but
yeah,
so,
where do you get to the airfield? Swampy airfield.
I don't.
Ron, you know that one.
Look forward to it.
Yep. Okay.
You're going to need a lot of help on that one.
Yep. But, all right. Well, let's hit the feature. We're going to run long, so we're going to have to burn through the rest of it. So.
Let's do it.
Thanks to CacheFly, you were able to download our podcast with extreme speed. CacheFly's global network can help deliver your content, ensuring that the website, streaming media, and downloads exceed expectations. CacheFly delivers unsurpassed features including lower bandwidth costs, instant on-demand capacity, real-time detailed reporting, and 100% availability. Visit CacheFly.com to see how it can work for you. Stop hosting. Start delivering.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's feature presentation.
All right, let's start this feature off on a good note with Condemned 2 Bloodshot. A year after a ruthless serial killer terrorized the city, renegade special agent Ethan Thomas was deteriorated into a disgraced alcoholic pit of despair. finding it difficult to tell reality from hallucination. He is one drink away from complete self-destruction, but the city needs him. For evil is again on the prowl, and Ethan must fight both his inner demons and the real demons of darkness that threaten to consume us all and condemned to bloodshot. Some new features, or enhanced features, bone-crushing combat, vicious combo attacks and over-the-top finishing moves coupled with bare-knuckles combat and grappling allows you to deal with the enemies like never before. Use a variety of firearms from the 9mm pistol to the crossbow. Almost anything in your environment can be used as a weapon, including tire irons, bricks, and even toilet seats. Expanded forensics investigation. The new forensic system allows you to seamlessly collect and analyze evidence while earning achievements and unlocking weapons. The CD Underworlds of Condemned 2 is filled with dangerous enemies and scary situations. The darkness is all-consuming, and the fight for survival will be brutal. And our favorite multiplayer modes. For the first time, the Condemned universe supports multiplayer actions for up to 8 players in 4 different modes. Play the classic free-for-all deathmatch or team deathmatch. Survive against all odds in bum rush mode, where you must hold out against a mob for 3 minutes, or try crime scene, where the serial crimes unit is in a race to gather evidence while the opposing influenced enemies try to hide and protect the evidence. Now, does bum rush kind of sound familiar to you guys? Okay. Well,
like 1 hour, like 1 hour defend?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. 1 hour defend's better.
Yeah. 1 hour defend.
1 hour impossibility.
What a joke. What a joke. Oh my goodness. That had to be one of the hardest hours of gaming I've ever had. Cause literally after about the first 30 minutes, you're trying to find a weapon that actually has bullets in it.
That's if you can get to the 30-minute mark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most of the time, like, your whole team you is dead have, in 10 minutes.
Yeah, you have to have the most teamwork. Be like, okay, stop firing, guys. I gotta grab a weapon. And then, you know, come back. Gotta have one guy at everywhere, basically. It's impossible, right. But somehow we got it.
Yeah.
So it can't be impossible.
Well.
But, let's get back to Condemned 2. I've seen some videos of this, and you'll most likely be seeing some videos right now in the Enhanced podcast. I thought it looked kind of cool, but I think it's a little too dark for my tastes. So, what do you guys think?
I haven't really paid much attention to it. I heard or like about the finishing moves and stuff, and it just doesn't interest me. So,
I know the original game was a huge hit. So it'll be probably do very well. I don't know much about it. Never played the original, so. But sounds bloody and violent. Yeah, I'll probably end up checking it out.
Yeah,
that's up my alley.
I might rent it, but definitely not buy in, especially with Tom Clancy End War, Vegas 2, and GTA 4 on the horizon. So.
Yeah, definitely not a purchase, but a rental.
Uh-huh. Oh, when can we purchase or rent it?
You know what? The overkill date is 3/11/2008. So.
And that's the
for
actual
more information,
day.
Check out our
in the store date. We've been giving out shipping dates.
Gotcha.
And so I've changed that to actually our dates will now actually be the day it's in the store available
cool.
for sale.
Okay.
All right.
Well, sometimes the ship date is the actual release date also.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on what your store does, but typically, you know, we're going to try to give you the actual date that it's legally available for sale.
So, right, that it should be.
Right. All right, okay. Well, next feature is Pro Evolution Soccer 2008. And here's what we got. The world's most popular soccer game is back, but under a new name, Pro Evolution Soccer 2008, which was formerly Winning 11. Let's see. Pro Evo builds upon the competitive spirit embodied by its predecessor with some major improvements. Gamers will discover a more immersive, vivid soccer experience than they've ever played. Features new animations, new clubs, new leagues, and online play. Above all else, the new Team Vision AI system is more intelligent than ever. Hotshots will have plenty of new moves to show their opponents or get shown up, so tape those ankles. Here's quick, looks like about four bullet points here of some features. Pursuit for realism is evident with improved long range and close range ball control, passing and player specific moves. Master League and Cup modes are built up better than last year's game. One-on-one online matches and epic stadiums. New teams like club favorite Spurs, Newcastle, so on and so forth. Features the proprietary AI team vision system. Team Vision offering the most intelligent competition available. And overkill date is 3/12/2008. More info in the show notes. That's it. Quick and to the point.
Something tells me you're not a fan of soccer, bro.
Actually, you know what? I like soccer games.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. I've been to a soccer game. We have Columbus Crew when they were good. But it's an exciting game to go watch. I never played it or anything. But I've always bought, like, you know, EA. Winning 11 was kind of fun. You know, I've played them. I like playing soccer games. They are actually kind of fun.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But,
well, I hate playing soccer games, so there.
Yeah. I actually do like playing them. That's why I picked this story, because I actually like playing soccer games. But in my mind, I mean, they've mentioned that they got some new AI and stuff, but it's kind of like, well, it's more improved than last year's game, which last year's game was more improved than the year before that, and year before that, and they all end up being the same thing most of the time. So, but we can move on.
Must be an EA game.
Yeah.
Pro, no, it's not.
No, I was saying, just recycle.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. So, all right.
Do you think you have what it takes to be the host of a podcast? Would you like to get involved with a company that is taking the next giant step in how people get their media goodness? Well, Broken Eggs Media is looking for you. We have several openings available right now. We are currently looking for podcast show hosts and producers, audio and video editing specialists, graphics guru, experience in Photoshop, etc., animations guru with experience in Maya 3D Studio, etc., and webmaster with Joomla experience. Surf over to BrokenEggsMedia.com and click on Join Our Team.
Hi, this is Trapper Markells, a.k.a. Change Agent from 360 Voice, and you're watching the Xbox Podcast.
Well, we got a couple rumor mill items, and the first one is that the Air Force is supposedly looking for price quotes to purchase about 300 PlayStation 3 systems. The Air Force Research Laboratory is conducting a technology assessment of certain cell processors, and they said that those in the PS3 are perfect ones for the specific cell processor characteristics needed for this program. So far, you're wondering, why is he talking about a PlayStation 3? It's the Xbox Podcast, but I thought this was interesting because the PlayStation has turned out to be the best Blu-ray disc player, a great supercomputer for the Folding at Home initiative, and now a research tool for the U.S. Air Force. It still has nothing to do with gaming. So, I don't even know why they call it a gaming console, because, I don't know, maybe they don't even call it a gaming console anymore.
All right.
I just thought that was funny. Player. You know, it's like, it's supposed to be a game console, and it does all these other things, but it doesn't have any games. And
Sony's a Japanese-based company, right?
Yes.
Okay. Because I was going to say, hey, Sony, how about giving 300 PlayStations to the Air Force, but they're a Japanese company, so.
Okay.
Never mind.
That made a lot of sense. All right.
What?
Well,
if it was an American-based company, you don't make the United States Air Force buy 300 PlayStations from you. You give it to them.
Yeah.
That's much, well, but, you know, of course, Sony's struggling with the PS3 anyway, so maybe they can't afford to give over 300.
Yeah.
They probably can't. Well, let's keep on trucking here, and let's talk about the 360 and a really interesting rumor that had just surfaced not too long ago. According to the trusted review site and their quote-unquote rock-solid source, they're claiming that Microsoft has plans to replace the Xbox 360 Pro's current 20-gig hard drive with a larger 60-gig hard drive by this June. A move that isn't all that far-fetched since all the HD contents that is on the marketplace. Trust Reviews ratchets up the rumor mill even farther by saying that their insider told them that Microsoft is bouncing around the idea of adding yet another SKU to the 360 lineup, a new console that could reap the fruits of the rumored Sony/Microsoft negotiations and feature a Blu-ray drive. So, basically, I don't think the latter part of that story is I don't think that really has any truth to it, but we'll see. I thought it was kind of funny. They asked what the name for the new 360 with the Blu-ray drive in it would be, and they said Xbox 360 six-pack for the 60-gig model, and then the Xbox 360 HD DVD died, so Blu-ray it is for the Blu-ray version. So I thought that was kind of funny. But anyways, I think the 60-gig is kind of cool, considering as long as prices don't go up, would be kind of cool to see that. Definitely with the PS3, even though it's not a gaming utility, they're increasing their hard drive space. So what do you think about the 360 following suit?
I have a better idea. Drop the price for the 120. How about that?
Even better.
Forget about the 60-gig hard drive. Drop the price for the 120, and you'll make more money.
Yeah.
We don't need 60. I mean, the 20's good. If you want more, you go buy the 120. But the thing is I don't think they need to put the 120 on the pros or anything like that. They do for the elites. So, you know, whoop-de-de-doo. But it's like, drop the price. It should not be, $200 hard drive or whatever it is.
Yeah.
$180 or something like that.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. So, all right.
Anyways, but any upgrade for free is good.
Yeah, I guess.
So.
But I already have mine.
It would be nice. Yeah, that's true. Doesn't help any of us. But anyways, that's all I got. So unless you guys got something, let's head on to the community update.
You've heard from us. Now let's hear from you in this week's community update.
And it's my favorite time of the show, and that's community update. And to start off, like I've mentioned before, we have a number of shows for Broken Eggs Media, besides our own, which we know that we're your favorite and you love us. But head up to that media bar across the top of our site. Check out some of those other shows. Maybe give them a listen. You know, things like WoW Podcast, Guild Wars, so on and so forth. And after that, let's head to email. So, email. Let's see. Ivana Civ, I guess. Thanks for the shout-out, man. Great show. Way to go. And way to go on keeping the cow. So... I think he's happy that we kept you, Kyle, and that you weren't actually fired.
I guess so. So now I'd like to officially announce my retirement from the Xbox.
Next is Soul Assassin. Soul Assassin has reported that the new title from EA, called Army of Two, has online restrictions to regions, and he actually spoke to me about this too. It says, in other words, people in Europe can't play online with people in the U.S. He's saying pretty much Europe versus Europe, U.S. versus U.S., Asia versus Asia versus Asia. So that's all you get. Not exactly sure why he's been playing it. Maybe it's a bug. Maybe they're going to send out a patch. But we'll have to look into that one a little more.
Yeah, because not happy to hear this.
Yeah, me either.
It's a co-op game, for crying out loud.
That's the whole point of the game.
And they're going to limit it to who you can play with? I mean, that's just stupid.
And EA doesn't have... I mean, they can sell it overseas. It's not... Yeah, I don't think it's EA. I don't see what the big... What the big deal is. Okay. I don't know. But, yeah, not good news if that's what it is. Also, Soul Assassin, I believe, asked a question last week for the gamer score challenges and stuff. And maybe I should have said this up there when we were going over our challenge, our Old Spice challenge. So, sorry. But he asked, you know, when are they going to be able to get prizes and stuff? And I mentioned last week that I was going to send this over to 360 Voice and get a response. And here's what I got. And this is from Trapper. He says, we get this quite a bit. There are no prizes for non-US gamers. This is due to the legal/cost implications on prizes in multiple countries. If you fulfill the prize in the U.S. and ship it abroad, there is cost in that, but also the person receiving it could and most times has to pay an import tax or tariff on it. To prevent this, you have to hire prize fulfillment companies in each country where you send the prizes. You also have to budget and fulfill the prizes separate and in the currency of the country. You can easily imagine how hard this is to do with multiple countries and a single contest. So most companies just do U.S. only if they are a U.S. company. It is the only way to make the contest cost effective, which is go after the biggest market in case of Xbox Live that is the U.S. Cheers, Trapper. So there's an explanation. You know, I can completely understand, you know, with these prizes and stuff. I mean, you wouldn't want to win a prize and then get it sent to you and then be forced to pay $100 for it. So, the other question, comes from Major Spork. And the reason why I want to mention this one, and maybe you guys can fill me in a little more. I think you guys might have got this. It says, question if you know, but do you get money from Upsnap anymore? I'm still subscribed from long ago. Not sure if you get it. This kind of stuck a red flag on top of me. I know we had premium subscribers before, but I don't think that was called Upsnap. Are you guys familiar with what site he's talking about?
I do not know what Upsnap is. Never heard of it.
I went to Upsnap.com and I noticed a show from somebody who was previously with the company who's not around anymore. I would say if anybody is subscribed to anything besides through iTunes or, you know, an RSS feed, but if you're giving money, this is the other question I want to know. I want to know if you're paying money to subscribe to this, because if you are, you need to stop immediately. We do not receive money for anything. We are a free podcast. We do get hosting and stuff from Cashfly. And by the way, we do love Cashfly for all their fun and hosting, you know, for their services that they do give us. But if you're paying money to this Upsnap and we know we are not seeing any of it, stop doing it immediately. If you are paying money, I also want to know this because I may have to figure out if the person who was formerly at Brogaming's Media is actually receiving the money, because if he has been, then there may be trouble on the way for that. So I will fight on your behalf for that one to either get the money back to you or something, because that's just not right. You guys know nothing about it?
No.
Never heard of it.
Me either. So I hopefully you're not paying money. Maybe it's one of those things like, hey, if you subscribe and download, for each time you download, they get 3 cents or something like that. Then, you know, just stop doing it and call it a day. But if you're actually paying money, I want to know ASAP. Email me just like you have been, or contact at xboxpodcast.com, and I'll have to go to the, you know, owner of Broken Eggs Media and have him take either legal action on it or something. I don't know, because that's not right. So that goes for anybody subscribing and paying money, anything for the show.
What's
so,
that called again?
UpSnap. You know, UPSNAP. Yeah, it's kind of interesting, and that's why I wanted to mention it today, and because I want to get out that, you know, no subscription for anything, you know, besides an RSS feed, which is free just to download our show. You should not be paying money for anything. We, like I said, we used to have premium subscribers, which people would pay through PayPal, but we stopped that a long time ago, and people did have their things stopped and canceled because I work with somebody who was doing that. So that kind of, I hope that answers your question, Major. And if you are, like I said, if you are paying money and have been paying money, let me know. But like I said, CashFly, you know, they are a sponsor of ours. We have a couple other sponsors, but CashFly is our big, you know, is our big one. And you know what they do for us. You get the show every week and download it in the fast speeds that they, you know, dish it out. So other than that, you know, hopefully nobody's paying for anything. But Frappers, you know, our Frapper maps on the front page. We don't have any Frappers today, so I don't get to butcher anybody's name. Other than that, anything else?
Nope.
I don't have anything.
Cool.
All right. Well, I guess that is the conclusion of episode 50. That means Brun has been on the show for 45 episodes.
That is true.
It's pretty cool. That is cool. You can send us your questions, comments, and complaints to contact@xboxpodcast.com, or you can hit the forums on xboxpodcast.com/forums. So this is Moronic Cow. And I would like to issue a public apology to my Xbox 360, who currently hates me right now. So, I'm sorry, Xbox 360. It's only going to get worse.
And I am Brun, BJSwick33, and I have to apologize for my 360, because my wife's going to beat it to death because it's in love with me. I think.
And this is Mark, a.k.a. Wingman709. And, you know, I didn't get the opportunity to do it in the show, and it was a real hit last time with a couple of people, so I'm signing off with boom, chicka, pow, pow.
Thanks for watching the Xbox Podcast. Power up your game score each week by visiting us at xboxpodcast.com.